Agencies need a shift in philosophy, and we aren't talking about foreign policy or military doctrine, but a change in the way they work. Vivek Kundra is the Federal Chief Information Officer. He says CIOs and acquisition employees play a key role in that shift.
Making sure that the CIOs share a philosophy of an open and transparent government and recognize that technology is one element, it's not the solution. And how do we ensure that it's, one, baked into the DNA of the government? As you can see, the president is committed to that. Secondly, when we look at the procurement process, ensuring that we bake that up front into how we procure technologies, how we procure solutions, with a default setting of ensuring that we will favor solutions that provide greater transparency and open government rather than solutions that are going to close down information. And we want to make sure that we favor solutions that are going to make it easier for the public to be able to access, you know, how their government works.
But the DNA change also includes the altering of the public's expectations and perceptions. Beth Novak works in the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy. She says the public plays a big role in all three areas of open government: transparency, collaboration, and participation.
The transparency effort is really about also trying to create opportunities for civic engagement and participation early in the policymaking process so that we can leverage as many of the minds, as you talked about, trying to bring everybody's work to bear. The president has talked about sort of all-hands-on-deck approach, trying to drive the expertise of the American public into the decision-making processes in government. And so that's where we're also looking in and collaborating on how we think about using technology to improve the way that we make decisions and to get the benefit of the best expertise that we can.
She says all of these are driven by getting data out to the people. Kundra and Novak spoke during a panel discussion Friday hosted by OpenTheGovernment.org as part of Sunshine Week. The other change Kundra is calling for is moving to a context-driven government. Kundra explains.
What we need to do is recognize that if you look at certain sites, whether it's Craigslist or Facebook or a number of other sites, they have more users. Let's take Facebook, for example. We're over 138 million users versus the number of hits an agency website would get. So the question for us from a government perspective is to figure out how do we get government services embedded in those social networks so that with the digital economy, we're not going back and architecting systems and the way we deploy services the same way and through the same thinking as we were with the physical world and the limitations of the physical world.
He also reiterated his priorities to get data.gov up and running. The goal of the site is to get data in the hands of citizens. Then they can offer ideas or ways to look at the information that is new or innovative. The same is true for the Recovery Act. Kundra also sees it as an opportunity to address data standards.
One of the things we're doing right after this is there's a whole session where I've got my whole team that's coming in, and on top of that, the architects, as we're looking at data and data feeds and how we can make sure that, you know, you're not getting it in static formats, but you're getting it in formats that are machine readable so you can slice and dice and cube all that information.
He adds that these standards are not just for the stimulus money.
With the Recovery Act, we want to make sure we get the best thinking, and we've met with a lot of the open government groups to actually work on a model architecture. So moving forward, we can scale it across the entire federal government and not limited to the Recovery Act.
Additionally, Kundra wants to make Recovery Act data easier to find by working with the Treasury Department.
Well, one of the things that happened in the federal government was that we actually created a Treasury account for each agency. So now you'll be able to track in terms of how that money is being spent, because part of the confusion was that these outdated systems and money would be rolled into a financial management system, and it was being tracked differently by different agencies. You couldn't even tell where the funding was really going. So by a function of having the separate Treasury accounts, you'll be able to see that on recovery.gov as funding goes out in terms of where it's going, how much, what it's for.
The administration's transparency effort is being led by Novak. She says the Office of Science and Technology Policy traditionally has played this type of role.
We view this as an extraordinarily collaborative process where we work with OMB and the eGov group and the CIO Council, where we work with other parts and branches of government in trying to bring everybody into the solution of driving greater transparency, because we won't solve this through one document or one directive. We have to have really an approach that addresses significant policy questions and issues.
She adds, OSTP also will help lead the effort to create programs and projects to make information more open.
And at the same time, there's the ability to get everybody really engaged in the solution, which is useful in driving really the cultural shift of getting people comfortable with the fact that transparency, radical transparency, really means that sunlight, that sunshine will be shined on things. And that's not always comfortable for people, and it's not always easy, and it does lead to criticism, and it does lead to finding out what we need to know. And so that's not an easy process.
We already know that the chief technology officer will sit in OSTP. Novak also says there's an online interagency effort to consider how to change these business processes. Some of this change will come from policy, while other change may come from projects such as data.gov that show what can be done. Jason Miller, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.